Hey, we have news on Kim and Kanye, plus Chris Martin and Lady Gaga. Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was here on Ralphie Tonight. Reporter Melissa Roberto joining Ralphie Tonight now. Melissa, we'll start with Kim and Kanye. So apparently, Kanye West, he's getting ready to release a new album, and he was going to go on tour. Is he still going on tour, Melissa? What happened here?
All right, so it looks like Kim is getting in between a huge tour that was planned, and now it's being scrapped between Kanye and Rihanna. The two big stars are going to do a world tour together later this year, and however, it's been scrapped. Kim is apparently getting in the way. Kim is, you know, insisting that there be no tour, that, you know, he wants Kanye close to home. So now, you know, this tour, everybody was excited. There was some press about it. And now the two stars are kind of just going to be doing their own separate thing. So a little bit of a bummer, I'm sure, for Kanye and Rihanna fans. But sources are telling Life and Style that Kim's gotten in the way of that.
Yeah, it would have been a great tour for sure. Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was here on Ralphie Tonight. Chris Martin, of course, of Coldplay fame. No tour for them as they work on their, what may be their last album, but I hope it's not their last album. Chris, meanwhile, spotted out and about with somebody that wasn't his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow. Melissa, who was it?
Chris Martin is hanging out with Gwen's longtime pal, Kate Hudson. The two were spotted getting cozy on the beach in Malibu last month. Gwen, sources are telling Life and Style, is not happy about it. She's calling Kate Hudson a man stealer and really doesn't want her longtime friend hanging out with her old beau.
Yeah, that could definitely be awkward between friends. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly. Hey, Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney, of course, engaged, set to get married. But there's a prenup involved, right, Melissa?
So Gaga is in the process of getting Taylor Kinney to sign a prenuptial agreement, and get this, for $220 million. The negotiations are still ongoing, but it's definitely causing tension in their relationship. Apparently, Gaga is going after it. She's pursuing this, but she is saying her attorneys are insisting to make this happen.
Yeah, the attorneys probably know what they're talking about. And Taylor's an employed actor anyways. It's not like he needs any of her fortune, even though she does have, I would imagine, a lot of money. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly reporter Melissa Roberto. Hey, thanks for the 411.
Thanks so much, Alfie.